Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another CAS podcast minicast. Now, if you don't know about minicasts, they're basically, they're solo episodes. So today it's just me. Mark Vila won't be joining me until later in the week for a regular episode. But I was doing some work around the house this weekend, the past two weekends, because that's what happens when your kids no longer live at home, is you end up doing this stuff. So anyway, I was doing a lot of home improvement these past couple of weekends. And believe it or not, one or more of the projects made me think of all of you guys. And I wanted to kind of parlay that into something I hope helps you the next time you buy a piece of equipment or you start a new process, you take on a new job, you just start embroidering caps, you are doing your first mug with a digital heat FX system, or you're just getting into this business. I'd like to kind of rearrange your attitude a little bit. So maybe my torturous home improvement weekend will help you guys out a little. So part of the projects, and this is where you'll have the advantage if you're watching this on YouTube or on the CAS website, which is customapparelstartups.com, by the way. Part of my projects these past couple of weekends was assembling this new entertainment center. And if you're watching the video, I'm going to put up a picture of it. It's really kind of, it's three pieces, and it's just some random vendor that we found. We're into the kind of modern furniture, and there was a TV stand, a low-profile TV stand, a little kind of cabinet next to it for displaying stuff, and then a big cabinet that you actually mount on the wall about 4 feet up. And my wife and I are RTA, ready to assemble pros. I mean, we've done kitchens and furniture and home remodels. We are not new to using those little cams from IKEA and reading the directions and putting stuff together. But this thing was unexpectedly difficult. First, the instructions were terrible. None of the parts were labeled. So if you've ever done anything complicated that's ready to assemble, you'll know that everything might look okay. And then by the time you finish assembling it, you realize you can't put a shelf in because you put one of the pieces in backwards. If you're laughing right now, then you're definitely got the same experience that I do. So like I said, we're RTA professionals, so we figured we could do it very quickly and easily. But the instructions were terrible. There were no handy assembly videos or tips or anything like that. Even though we did the usual thing like you would do. We went to YouTube. There was no tech support phone number to call and ask questions. And honestly, like it was a drama just getting these pieces put together. Now I thought about you guys when we were done because I know that many of you are even in a more serious situation with, you know, spending thousands or tens of thousands of dollars on a new piece of equipment and being in that same situation. You've got pieces and parts everywhere, or you just uncrated something and you're looking for directions. You're looking for somebody to help. You're looking on YouTube for videos. And I wanted to kind of compare and contrast what you're probably planning on doing or maybe went through yourself with what you might do based on my experience. So first, a lot of you will get a new DTG printer, embroidery machine, or digital heat effects, white toner printer. Even if you got it from us, if you got it from someone else, maybe it didn't come with training or there weren't any good videos. Even if you got it from us, it's not the kind of thing that is designed for you to get on a Friday and then set it up yourself over the weekend so you can start working on Monday. That's kind of my experience with the RTA Entertainment Center. Is here I was, it was the middle of a weekend, there's no one to call. So, you know, I'm on YouTube trying to figure stuff out. I'm going to Home Depot, asking random people if they know anything about this stuff. So you're looking for advice in the wrong places. Maybe you do find videos on embroidery machines, old Avance videos, old DTG videos, or you're looking at demonstration videos from us or from another vendor and trying to figure things out from there. Or worse, you're finding something, maybe you're in one of the Facebook groups and you're asking advice for people that aren't qualified to give it, you know, or they're well-meaning, but they're not giving you the best advice. So luckily, when we put together this this entertainment center, my wife kept me from getting angry and damaging something. And there really wasn't too much potential for breaking it completely because it was just a screwdriver and a drill. That's not the case with this advanced equipment that you're purchasing. This professional apparel decoration equipment that you've gotten or you're getting deserves more than that. So you might have this new equipment and you might be thinking about doing your own assembly, doing your own self-training and working it out yourself. And that's not a good idea. Even if, just like I said in the beginning, you know, with my wife and I, you know, I mean, we're RTA pros, done whole house remodel, and this one was still a drama. You might be saying that, well, I mean, I've got a screen printing setup. I've owned DTGs before. I've got a home or another commercial embroidery machine. I already know what I'm doing. I don't need any help. I'm just going to figure this out myself. But I have to get it going this weekend. I got it on a Friday. I've got jobs to do starting Monday. You know, I have to figure it out this weekend. So I'm going to spend the 8 or 10 or 12 hours on Saturday and then the same thing on Sunday. Granted, two of that was probably cussing at the machine and at whoever your vendor is. But, you know, you've got to get that done because you put yourself into a position where you have to get it running by Monday because you have orders to get out. And that's just not a great approach. Now, for the same reasons that I talked about with the, with putting together the RTA Entertainment Center is, you're going to go, you're going to find poor information. You're going to find outdated information, or you're going to ask people that really aren't experts at this particular piece of equipment, or they might be experts. They might have been experts 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when everything was different. So even though they know a lot, they don't know what they should to help you out with one of these new pieces of equipment. So if you bought it from Coldesi, you've got training and support help. I mean, you've got people that, you know, we design the training systems that you can log in and you can go through training exercises. You can sign up for the live training webinars with some of our equipment. You know, it's all day events where they'll walk you through it. And even if you're experienced, even if you already think you know what you're doing, you need to plan and insert this time in there for you to do it right and save yourself, you know, the drama. Because I will tell you something. Because I had that experience with trouble putting together this RTA Entertainment Center, I probably won't be buying from this company again, right? Bad instructions where, you don't have that excuse, frankly. There are good instructions available. There is training available. There are people that you can call on the phone to walk you through things here at Coldesi. Even if you did not purchase from Coldesi, if you got some of our equipment used, or if you bought the same or similar equipment from another vendor, like an Oki 8432 or 9541 or one of the Uninet i550s, the white toner line, you can hire Coldesi to be that for you anyway. You know, you can get a support contract that might include the RIP software that we use, and we'll train you how to use the paper and our DTG printer. Even if you get to use G4, you can hire us to be that for you anyway. And so I would build that cost in if you're looking at used equipment. But I know it may be kind of a mundane example, but the idea that I spent so much time just assembling something that I'd done many, many times before because it was newer and the instructions weren't good and the parts weren't labeled really made me think of how difficult it is for some of you guys that are out there in the cold on your own. You know, I'd encourage you, you know, I wish I would have had somebody to call and a good video, which by the way, you're not going to find the good videos from Coldesi, the current training and installation videos on YouTube. We put those on the training site and we put those on support site. Those are the ones that are updated that you're going to want to use. Now, part two of this, if you are looking at the picture, is this freaking heavy curio cabinet, or think about it as a bookcase that you mount on the wall, about 4 feet off the wall. And this was part two of my drama. Again, because there weren't any good installation instructions other than, two holes in the back of the case, the two screw holes and mounts and things like that, and say, hey, screw this into a stud or use some heavy duty wall anchors and put it up. Again, I've done it before. But this time, this thing was so heavy. It's just my wife and I on the weekend on a Saturday, or actually this was on Sunday. We tried so many different things. First of all, I was freaked out by how heavy it was. I did not want to wake up in the middle of the night to a crash when it came down. Hit YouTube and looked for some heavy duty drywall anchors. There was no way we could put it into a stud. So we got two different kinds. We drilled them in, and this is when we realized that our wall was a little shallow, so there wasn't enough space to put the 3-inch anchors, the screws that go with them, into the drywall for heavy-duty hold. We broke those, and we left big holes in the wall. If you've ever done that, it's exciting. So there were two big holes in the wall. All this time, my wife and I are struggling, holding it up with one hand, trying to use a pencil to circle the hole so we can pre-drill and all this stuff. So we tried for, 1 hour, 2 hours to figure this out, getting sore, getting angry. And then we're finally at the point where, okay, we're gonna have to go and try some different drywall mounts, et cetera, just packing up. And I found a couple of toggle bolts that would do it. And we struck this idea where we would stack up the old entertainment center underneath it, take some scrap lumber that we had in the garage and just stack it up, lift up the bookshelf, set it down on top of this where we built up under where it went. And the holes lined up perfectly. And we didn't have to hold anything up. And the fact that the drywall anchors made a bigger hole were perfect for the toggle bolts. So those went in with no problem. So after hours of trying to figure this out and struggling with it and worrying about it and trips to Home Depot and all of this stuff, it ended up literally taking us maybe 15 minutes to mount this thing to the wall. And again, I thought about you guys because, I figured it out once. Like, I know how to do it now. You could give me another 50 of these. I don't care how heavy they are, how big they are, or what kind of wall it goes on, because now I know the process of easily installing these things. And the lesson for you guys here is it's going to be the same for everything that you do in custom apparel and promotional products if you're doing it yourself. If you're a maker and you are working on how to print with DTG, even though there are instructions and instructional videos with it, you are definitely 100% going to screw up the first few times, but once you get it, once you have that process down for the shirt that you're working on, the right pre-treat, the right heat press temperature, you go through training, you figure it out. I mean, that's basically what I did through trial and error over those hours. And I'm very sore today, by the way. Over those hours and all the stress is, in the end, it was really simple if you know what to do. And it's the same way with getting a new DTG printer or figuring out how to press a shirt the right way with Digital Heat FX, with a white toner printer, or embroidering on a cap. You can plan on figuring it out. Now, luckily, you have us to help. Like, you've got tech support to call. You've got training videos that you can rewatch. I mean, you've even got the Avance and Digital Heat FX Facebook groups where you can ask some questions in from others. But you've got these instruction sets and these great resources and tools to make it as simple as possible, but it's still not going to be easy. The reason why it looks easy in when Mark Vila especially and Hannah do Digital Heat FX, or when they embroider something, or when we do a bling video, or when Don Copeland does something amazing on a UV printer, the reason that looks so easy is because we already know what to do. And, you know, we get feedback all the time that you guys make it look so easy. Why am I having a hard time? It's because we've done it 100 times, because we spend hours trying to figure it out. Once we figure it out, we make the shortcuts for you as short as possible. But, you know, if you're, even if you're a Digital Heat FX pro and you're trying mugs for the first time, or if you are, you know, if you've had an M2 or a Viper 2 and you're just getting the G4, or you're getting a new automatic pre-treat machine, or you're moving from rhinestones to spangles, you know, everything that you do that's new or different than what you've already learned and perfected is going to require that time for you to do that again. But just like me and that heavy bookshelf, you don't have to struggle. You don't have to struggle yourself, or unlike me in the heavy bookshelf, you don't have to struggle as much yourself. You can rely on us to help you. And once you get it, I promise you, as long as you don't try to do it on a Saturday night, we'll be there to help, you know, Monday through Friday. And the training videos are always there. If you log into the training site, the support, you know, the support videos are always there. If you go to support.coldesi.com, whatever you do, you know, if you're a Cold Esi customer, you know, we've got your back, and we'll make it as easy as we can, but you're still going to have to go through that process yourself and figure it all out. So give yourself the space and time to do that. And once you do, I promise, just like me, the next time, if I ever decide, which I probably won't, to mount one of those bookshelves again, it's going to take me 10 minutes, 15 minutes to do. And I won't have to go through all that drama. And it's going to be the same way for you. So the message in today's minicast is to take advantage of the real resources available. Don't go it alone if you have to, just because that's the kind of person that you are. Don't assume that your experience with all these other products means that you'll be able to pick up the new ones in 5 minutes. Realize that when you see any manufacturer do promotional videos, do demonstrations of what you can do with the product, it's not the same as a training video where we or someone else will show you exactly what to do to get the result with times and temperatures, etc. So take advantage of Cold Esi support, of Cold Esi training. Lean on all of us to help you get started and get through this process. And if you're not a Cold Esi customer, if you've bought from someone else, it's still the same. Make sure that if you're looking for information, you get current information. If your vendor stores things on YouTube, make sure you check the dates, because most people like us, we're not going back to four-year-old videos and updating all of them. We're creating new ones with the most current times and temperatures and settings and procedures and recommendations. We put all those on the training site. Maybe your vendor does too. And if you've got a white toner printer, or you've got a Cold Esi DTG printer, or a Vance, or a Pro Spangle, or Spangle Elite that you bought secondhand, or you're trying to train someone new in how to use it, you know, please, you know, look into getting a support training contract from us. For the same reason that it took me so long to figure out this RTA Entertainment Center and how to mount the that big heavy thing to the wall, it's the same thing that you're going to go through with, you know, with your new equipment, only on steroids, because you're spending a lot more than the few $100 I spent on this thing. And there's a lot more at stake. It's your business at stake. So that's it. That's my soapbox for today. This has been a CAS Custom Apparel Startups minicast. My name is Mark Stevenson. For some reason, talking about the entertainment center I built this weekend. You guys have a great business.